Earlier this year, the Siena College Research Institute conducted a four-part poll that took a comprehensive look at the scope of the opioid crisis in New York. Today, Siena is out with an addendum. The four-part poll finds nearly 6 of 10 Capital Region residents were impacted by the opioid epidemic, and 1 in 4 people said they know someone who has died of an opioid overdose. Pollster Don Levy notes that for this survey, Siena contacted 612 Capital Region professionals from the fields of mental health, social services, medicine, law enforcement, and education.
And we found that even more so than the general public, they see the opioid crisis as an epidemic.
88% of professionals say the opioid crisis has gotten worse, while 51% believe the worst is yet to come. Levy says they don't feel like they're doing enough.
They give the most difficult grades to people that are in the medical field. They call attention to the fact that they believe that medical professionals are not adequately being trained in addressing opioid abuse, addiction, still a problem with inappropriate prescription, and they call for more action there.
Siena's findings show that while 54% of the general public have been personally touched by the opioid epidemic, among professionals, 87% have themselves or have a family member, friend, or someone their organization serves that has suffered from opioid abuse. Levy says 94% of the professionals surveyed call for increased funding for treatment. So while they think existing treatment programs are effective,
they'd like to see funding in place to allow people to be in treatment longer. In fact, over half of them say that people should be in treatment for 6 months or more, and they'd like to see more effective follow-up and allow people to be in treatment longer. So they call for a great deal more funding there.
The survey breaks it down. After considering 4 other strategies to address opioid abuse, these professionals would allocate 37% of all funding to treatment, 22% to addressing root causes, 17% to education and awareness, 12% to enforcement, and 12% to litigation and regulation. 60% cite patients not being in treatment long enough, and 55% cite poor follow-up as barriers to treatment. 55% say the average person should be in treatment at least 6 months, and 73% say that insurance does not cover the cost of enough treatment. And Levy points out that a majority of those surveyed say neither lawmakers nor medical providers are effective in combating opioid abuse.
People, the professionals in the field, don't feel as though our legislature is adequately addressing the problem. Law enforcement, while they're about split on how effective law enforcement is in stopping the flow, they do concur that they'd like to see more funding given there. What we really see is that these people who work trying to address this crisis on a daily basis say that we've got to be collaborative, we've got to have these various entities work together to address the crisis that over half of them, unfortunately, say is getting worse before it's getting better.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.